for every vision, God has a provision. And God is, you know, he will supply every single need for what you need to accomplish the things that he's put in your heart to do. And I've been sharing with Kim this week about our vision. The ultimate vision is that God wants all man to be saved, and he wants all man to come to a knowledge of the truth. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, you know, the competition or the battle, whatever you want to call it, is for the hearts and minds of people. To bring God's deliverance to people that are sat in darkness and the shadow of death, to speak forth his word boldly with no fear as God opens those doors and as God directs us and shows us to speak boldly. And you know, we have the power and authority of God. The authority has been given to us, and it's up to us to use it. Just like Joseph, when he had the signet ring of Pharaoh, he was the one to use that authority that was given to him. Everything was in his power. You know, and everything's been put into the power and the hands of Jesus Christ, which has now been distributed to us. We are now the sons and daughters of God. And so, you know, as we go to God, as we, you know, seek his heart and his vision for us as individuals and collectively together, he will give the direction. You know, and my desire, the thing and the vision that God put in my heart, is to see his word move throughout all of the UK, the whole of Europe, and wherever God opens the doors in the world. You know, and that's it in my heart, and that is a desire that God placed within my heart. And you know, tell people your desires, tell people your vision as God shows you, inspires faith in others. And God wants us to, you know, inspire faith in others, just like all the sharings tonight have inspired faith in me. And I just want to go to this record here and just read, it's just one verse of scripture, and it's in Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 2, and it says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the table, he may run that read of it." Listen, we've all got visions, goals and desires. God says, write them down in front of you. Write down your goals, write down your desires. Make a list of all your goals and desires, your spiritual ones, your personal ones, and your family ones, whatever your desires are, and keep them in front of you, you know, and pray over those desires. You know, God is, you know, he's the one that gives us the vision. He's the one that gives us the direction. The ultimate goal is word over the world, to you know, reach as many hearts with the gospel of God, the gospel concerning Jesus Christ. And, you know, we need that vision. We need a direction. Else we just wander through life aimlessly. Even as believers, many believers get stuck. Many believers get sidetracked. And they don't fulfill the destiny that God's got for them. But, you know, as we look only to God and go to him and ask him, "Father, what do you want me personally to do? Show me what your plan and purpose is for my life, because I'm not just born into this world. I'm born, you got a plan and you got a purpose for my life, and I want to fulfill that plan, and you need to show me that plan." And it's as we go to God that he can show us, he can build our desires. As we go to the scriptures, he can show us how to move, how he would have things done. But God gives the vision. And, you know, when we get his revelation of what he wants us to do, it says in Proverbs, you know, the people wander aimlessly. Where there is no vision or revelation, the people wander aimlessly. And so we need a revelation from God of what he personally wants us to do. Moses was personally called for a specific task and purpose. Not everyone was doing what he was doing. Paul and Jesus and all these different people that God rose up through the prophets, you know, they all had specific tasks to do, and God gave the responsibilities to those individuals to either do what God was saying or not to do what God was saying. And so I've written my visions and I've written my desires down, and you know, it's not that I sat there and made them up. I pray to God and Father, you show me what it is. And I've written that down, and I pray over it in the morning, I pray over it at night, and I know those things will come to pass. Those things will happen that God has said. So it's not that I'm just making up my own desires, and that when we are doing what God shows us to do, because listen, we've all got good ideas of how we're going to move the world, but really we don't want good ideas, we want God ideas, his inspiration, his direction. And then as we are humble and go to the Father and say, okay Father, I'm going to do what you show me to do, here I am, send me, I'm going to be led by your Spirit, I'm going to follow your direction, I'm going to speak your word boldly with no fear. And then God begins to open up the doors for us. We start to see a direction, a path. You know, the world is as a wilderness, but God knows the way through the wilderness, and he will also cause rivers to run in our desert. Sometimes we can feel all dried up. We can feel lost in our walk. But it's just a lie from the enemy, because God is always with us. He will never leave us or forsake us. And I'm just so blessed with what God has been teaching me personally. You know, that we go to him for the direction. We read the scriptures. We see how God worked with people. God had a vision to get the children of Israel out of bondage from Egypt. Alright? And God sent Moses. And Moses started to follow what God was saying and started to lead the children of Israel out of bondage. And all they'd done was moan, gripe, and complain all the way. They didn't even enter the promised land. See, God has a promised land for each of us in our walk and in our life, where we come in and we can truly flourish and grow and see all the good things, that the journey that God has had us on. And he doesn't want us to take 40 years to get to that journey, because our whole life is a journey with God. We're learning, you know, we're growing, we fall down, we get up, and we walk, and we learn to trust God more and more. But, you know, God's vision was for these guys to get into that promised land, where there was great provision. You know, and had they listened to God, they would have been in that promised land, all of them, really quick. Apart from all along the way, there was idolatry, there was complaining, murmuring, and everything, speaking against the man of God, that God had risen up for that time to help these people. But the ones that went into that promised land was the ones that trusted God, the ones that were faithful. You know, and God really wants to bless each and every one of us individually. You know, we've all got challenges, we've all got a past, we've all got an old man nature, but we got to reckon that old man dead to sin. And we're alive unto Christ. And when we get these challenges of emotions, depression and all this stuff, it can be spiritual, it can be part of the old man nature. But when we start to learn, you know, how the mind works, how God has designed us to think and to use that Spirit of God, then we can overcome these challenges. And God wants us to know these things. He wants us to, not that it's a psychology thing. In fact, psychology just proves what God says. And it's all in the scriptures, about imagination, about the mind, you know, about the thoughts and the intents of the hearts, and how we overcome those things by demolishing our reasoning, and that we bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We replace those things with the new man mindset. And so God has just really been teaching me about vision, about direction, about bringing every thought captive to the obedience to Christ, about getting that clear vision in my mind and seeing the end result. And on that way to that end result, we keep moving, and we will overcome the challenges, we will overcome the obstacles. If you take a look at the life of Jesus, look what he had to face all the way through, all the challenges, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the mockers, but then there were people that believed him as well. And then you imagine how he felt when he was being beaten, when he was being disrespected, when he was being abused and hurt. You know, his emotions could have been all over the place, but he brought those feelings and mindset and kept it in line with the will of God for his life. He saw the end result, and we have to see the end result. You know, we got to say what we want, not what we see. We're not to be conditioned by our circumstances, how we feel. And God has given us so many great examples through the word of how to walk in victory. Like when we think about Elijah and the servant, you know, when they were surrounded by the army, you know, God prayed that God would open, Elijah prayed that God would open the eyes of the servant so he could see the spiritual realm, you know, the spiritual side of things. With our physical eyes, we can't see the spiritual realm, right? But we can with our spiritual eyes. We know that God has got our back. We know that God will never leave us or forsake us. And so, you know, we just need to keep our focus with the Father. We keep our desires before us every day, daily. You know, daily. Like, if you want to be strong and fit, you've got to work out daily. You know, you've got to do certain routines, eat certain food. There's a discipline. And we can discipline our life and our minds and our thoughts and an emotion and bring it, you know, subject to what God says, so we're not affected by the things that are going on when things doesn't seem to be happening spiritually. You know, it happens in the spiritual realm before it starts to manifest in the senses realm. So we need to speak in tongues much, keep our focus. You know, we've been called to that one body of Christ. There's only one body of Christ, and God was reminding me of this. There might be many groups, but there's only one body. And as soon as we think that our group is the one, we've missed the mark. Because there's only one body of Christ. Whether you're in America, Sweden, England, Ireland, wherever you come from, France. Do you know what? Those countries don't come into it, because we're the one body of Christ. You know, we're American, or we're, you know, we're British, or we're Swedish. You know, we do things that we're one body of Christ. There's only one way, there's only one truth, and that's Jesus Christ. And we've been called to be a part of this one body, and to move with God as individuals and together. You know, when we're being spiritually minded, it's life, abundance, and it's peace. You know, and that life is fullness of life. When we're being led by the Spirit of God, it's life. It says it in Romans, and that Romans chapter 8, and that word life is Zoe, fullness of life. You know, and peace, which implies abundance in every area. So these are the things that God has just been working in my heart lately, and you know what I read in the scriptures, what I'm studying, what God's putting in my heart to look at. You know, I always share it with Kim. And she always gives me great feedback. You know, it's always great. We have a great rapport between each other. You know, we pray for one another, and we pray for you guys. And, you know, guys, stop staying on your own. Stop taking all the burdens on your own back. There's a certain burden. It says in Galatians chapter 6. Just have a quick look at it. Let's do what God, if we want to be spiritually minded, then we do what God shows us to do. And the scriptures give us indication of what to do. You know, so we're not, there's nothing wrong. If you're going through a tough time, go to God, number one. You always go to God first. And then God will put in your heart who to speak to. If you need to speak to one another, there's safety in a multitude of counselors. But God will direct your heart. And when that, if God puts a person in your heart to go to, you will get your need met. Because God is at work. Okay, and it says in Galatians, let's have a quick look at it. Galatians chapter 6 verse 2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. So there are burdens that we can share with one another. And it says, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. If you think you can handle it all on yourself, you don't need no one, you're deceiving yourself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not another. For every man shall bear his own burdens. Those spiritual burdens, the things that God has given us, those are the ones we bear on our own. Jesus Christ had to bear his on his own. He had to go through that suffering. He had to go through that persecution. He had to go through that rejection. But he kept his eyes on the prize. No one could help him in that. Only God. And so he saw the joy set before him. We need to see the joy set before us. And there's no one on this Skype better than anyone else. We've all got the Spirit of God. We're all children, sons of God, joint heirs with Christ. You know, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are sanctified. You are redeemed. You have rights to deliverance. You are ruling and reigning in this life by one Jesus Christ. We're all the same. We might have different functions, but we're all the same. And we need to see each other not after the flesh, but we need to see each other after Christ. You know, that's, we see the Christ in one another. We see the glory in one another. We see each other being victorious and overcoming. And we just need to encourage one another. Keep things tight with God, tight within your families, and tight within the family of God. And we just love one another. We excite one another. We provoke one another unto love and good works. And that's what God says in the scriptures. You know, we believe the scriptures, we believe God, so we do the things. If we're spiritual, we do what God is showing from the scriptures. You know, if God is talking about the mind and the heart and the will and the emotion, he has a lot to say about the will, heart, mind and emotions. He has a lot to say about these things, but it's not that we focus on the old man. We are to reckon the old man dead. And if you're still dealing with things from your past, then you can deal with them if you know how to control your thinking. If you, yes, please, I will, Jason. And if you know, excuse me, just getting a drink. If you know what's, you know, if you know what God says about it. See, it's not what I say about it, and it's not what Fred Bloggs down the road says about it. It's what does God say? And we bring it back to the truth of what God says. And if I'm speaking truth, then you need to listen. If you're speaking truth, I need to listen. And then we just love one another and we under build one another. Under the shadow of your wings,
I find shelter from life's storms. There is nothing I have to fear. Safe and warm. No matter the seasons of life, there is rest when I come to you, because you are my mighty God, who always see me through. Whenever I'm alone, when nobody shows that they care, when the going gets really tough, and it seems that I'm going nowhere, when all hopes just seems to be gone, and I feel that I can carry on, I remember that you are there. You are my shelter from life's storms. Father, I thank you, because you love me so. Made me precious in your sight, saved and made me completely whole. You have covered me with your wings, and you have showered me with your love. You have filled me with Holy Spirit, seated me up shadow of your wings. find shelter from life's storms. There is nothing I have to fear. You keep me safe and warm. No matter the season of life, there is rest when I come to you. Because you are my mighty God, you are my shelter, you are my shelter.